to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie. I am your host, Goddess Chrissy Marie. Happy 2024. I hope and trust all is well on your side of the globe. I hope you're feeling good, living good. Hope you're taking care of yourself. And I just wanted to come on and listen. If you hear any noise in the background, those are not guns. Those are firecrackers. People are still celebrating the new year. Greetings, greetings. I hope you're having an amazing time. Y'all, let me tell you something. This year, I'm so excited for this year. Towards the end of last year, I got a message from Spirit. And that message was to celebrate. Let me tell you, the affirmation for me for this year is I'm on the celebration timeline, and the word of the year is celebration. Let me tell you. And before I go further, I would like to give a shout out to Shaman Durek. He did a podcast a couple years ago, maybe 2019. And actually, if you search on Spotify, search Shaman, that's S-H-A-M-A-N, Durek, D-U-R-E-K, and it's episode 18. And when I tell you, that podcast absolutely blessed my life. It was so in alignment with just how I've been feeling the past several years. And basically, towards the end of the podcast, he was basically saying, celebrate yourself, celebrate your life, celebrate when people, places, and things depart out of your life, right? So if a job lay you off, celebrate the departure. If a friend doesn't want to be your friend anymore, or they're no longer in alignment, celebrate their departure. If you're dating somebody and they leave you, or they don't want to be with you, or they don't want to invest the time and the energy that you want them to, celebrate their departure. Because what happens is when you start celebrating things that oscillate in and out your life or move on, what you do is you allow the universe, God, Spirit, whatever title you want to put on it, to allow new things to flow into your life. However, but if you find yourself always in constant sadness and depression, and let me say this, I'm not saying if a person, place, or thing or situation leaves your life that you cannot mourn. I'm not saying that, but you can't stay there. You always have to understand when something leaves out of your life, you can acclaim, you can affirm, you can command to the universe the next person, place, or thing that comes into your life will be in alignment. And you can also affirm things just keeps getting better and better and better. And last night, while I was celebrating the departure of 2023, that was one of my affirmations, right? Every day, in every way, my life keeps getting better and better and better. Every day, in every way, my life just keeps getting juicier and juicier and funner and funner and happier and happier. And shout out to Reverend Ike, because he once said, you can go from success to success to success. Who said you could not? Who told you that? That when things change in your life, that it has to absolutely be horrible. Because the truth of the matter is, one thing we know for sure about being in this reality, being on this rock that's spinning in the universe, in the galaxy, is that things will change. And you have to be with it. You can't cry about spilled milk. Again, you can mourn a little bit, but you can't stay there. And I've spoken about this before on my path. There was a season where I would not be present in my life, right? And then that season would pass. And then I will look back and be like, wow, I did not celebrate the journey. I was not present. I was not really enjoying where I was at that particular moment. And the cycle would continue. And it was just a couple years ago. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of that. I'm tired of not being present. I'm tired of not being where my feet are. So going forward, I'm going to be where my feet are. I'm going to celebrate who I am, what I am, what I have right now. And I'm also going to be open and receptive to the unknown and celebrate it and be optimistic about it. And if you know me, you know I recommend the book Tough-Minded Optimist. And that is by Norman Vincent Peale. NORMANVINCENT Peale, PEALE. That is a classic. If you're into occult self-help books, that is an amazing book. It's been around for several decades. I highly recommend you get that book. And what I love about that book is basically what it's saying is, listen, no one told you that life is just going to be a walk in the park or a walk in the garden. However, if you have your mind right, if you're positive, if you're optimistic and you're speaking life over your reality, guess what? It has to work out in your favor. And there's a affirmation that I got from Louise Hayes. And let me read to you. But actually, I added my own little sauce to it, but it's inspired by her. And let me read this affirmation to you. It says, all is well. Everything already worked out in my highest favor. And out this situation, only good came. I am safe. Let me say this again. All is well. Everything already worked out in my highest favor. And out this situation, only good came. You are safe. Yes, listen, that's the timeline that I'm on, baby. That is the timeline I'm on. No more of this mourning and sadness and depression. I don't have time for that. I'm going to celebrate as much as I can. I'm going to be present as much as I can. I'm going to be where my feet are as much as I can. Every interaction, I'm going to be present and enjoy that person while they're in my life. And if they happen to leave or depart, I'm going to celebrate that too. And it's not about, oh, if you got to go, you got to go. It's just like, but if you have to go, baby, you have to go. I celebrate you. I honor you for sharing space, time, and energy with me. But I'm not going to force you to be here. And I think when we are at that level of consciousness, you won't find yourself constantly sad and depressed when people, places, and things depart out of your life. You have to get to that place where you're celebrating and trusting that you're always at the right place at the right time. And here's another affirmation that I like to say. And it says, everything, all the time, at the right time, every time. Let me say it again. Everything. All the time, at the right time, every time. A third time for the triple goddess, which is the maiden, the mother, and the crone. Everything, all the time, at the right time, every time. That feels so juicy to my soul. Oh my goodness. So basically what it's saying is, no matter where you're at, you're always at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. You're always in alignment. Right? What if you had that mindset when you woke up in the morning? You know what? I'm at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And everybody shows up in harmony with me. And if they don't, then I know there's something that I need to work on, something I need to shift. Ashe to that. I'm telling y'all. I haven't felt this amazing about a new year in a very long time. I know this year here is going to be so powerful. It's going to be filled with love, joy, fun, cosmic orgasms. Hello. Because I think that's important. Okay. And just prosperity and fun and laughter and giggles. If it's not that, I don't want any part of it. And I must admit, I've been accused in the past of being, oh, she's so love and light. And I must admit, I allowed people to trigger me and make me feel like maybe I am too happy, maybe I am too positive. And I realized, what's wrong with being happy and optimistic? What the fuck is wrong with that? It's nothing wrong with being happy about life. It's nothing wrong with being optimistic. That doesn't mean you don't have trials and tribulations. That's not what it means. But what it means is I'm a tough-minded optimist, meaning I know no matter what I go through, I'm gonna be okay. I know all is well. I know I'm always safe. I know I'm always at the right time, at the right place, meeting the right people. And I trust life. I trust life is always conspiring to give me what I need and what I want all the time. So yeah, that is the timeline that I'm on. Celebrating where I'm at, celebrating where I'm going, celebrating everything that I went through, being through, to get me to this moment. You know, some years ago, I was like in hermit mode. Some years ago, I was on this healing and fixing. And last year, I was just on this grounding and, you know, of course, I was clearing, processing some things. But now, baby, I feel like I've did all of the internal devotion. Now, don't get it twisted. Every day, I still have an internal devotion process that I will do. But outside of that, baby, I am celebrating life. I am celebrating those people that's in my life that love me, care about me, and support me, and vice versa. I'm celebrating who I am holistically. I'm celebrating where I went through, right? And I'm celebrating the now. Now. And something that this YouTuber once said, he said, you know, some people think it's just about the journey. Some people think it's about the destination. And he said, actually, it's equally, right? So yes, absolutely. It's about the destination and it's about the journey as well too. I feel like for me, I don't want to constantly suffer on my journey. I don't want to constantly be sad and depressed and angry and fearful and full of anxiety. No, baby, I want to celebrate on this divine journey as I journey through life. I want to celebrate. And when I get to the destination, I want to celebrate that as well too. And then on to the next journey, then on to the next destination. And it keeps going on and on and on. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And I celebrate everyone that's in my life that love and support me, that's still on this journey with me. And I celebrate those that have departed on my journey. I celebrate you. I honor you. I thank you for the experience, whether you made me laugh, or whether you made me cry, or whether you did both. It's all good. I love it here. That's an affirmation too. I love it here. That is so divine. That is so in alignment. And as for me, this year, I have amazing things planned. The past couple years after Corona, I've just been shifting in my life different aspects. But this year, baby, trust the plus. I intend to be outside more, okay? I intend to be traveling. I intend to link up with some of my people that love me, support me, and care about me. I do see moving in the near future, absolutely. I'm not going to tell y'all yet. It's two places that I'm deciding between. But yes, absolutely, absolutely. I have some amazing opportunities when it comes to like working. Like, oh, I just started my master's. Y'all, I met some amazing people. Life is just, it's good right now. And I see it getting better and better and better. And that's the affirmation. As I said before, every day in every way, my life keeps getting better and better. Life keeps getting better and better. My finances is getting better and better. My health is getting better and better. My love life, my social life is getting better and better and better every day in every single way. I say to that. And honestly, if you get up in the morning and you affirm yourself, and throughout the day you focus on what you affirmed about yourself, and then also you affirm a little bit more, and then you affirm before you go to sleep, what you're doing is you are consciously shifting your mindset. It's a pattern. Like everything that we experience and everything that we go through it because it's a pattern. You're in a loop. And the thing about it is, if you want to get out of the loop, you want to get out of the pattern, all you have to do is decide, okay, this is the life I want to live. For me, I realized I wanted to shift to a celebration timeline. I wanted to shift to a jovial timeline. I wanted to be in community with people that love and support and care about me. That is the timeline that I'm on, more than anything. So I say to that, I say to 2024, I say to self-realization, I say to creating and selecting the divine timeline. Okay, hello. So anyway, y'all already know, I absolutely love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. And for right now, unless you just absolutely need me, I don't mind doing one-on-ones. But for right now, I have so much on my plate, which is an amazing, wonderful thing. I'm not complaining. I'm not really doing anything regarding the business. If you want to continue supporting me, just continue listening to my podcast. And if you need or want more from me, you can comment on this podcast where I have questions and answers or whatever the case may be, or you can just email me at vibrantwithvenus@gmail.com, and more than likely I'll be able to accommodate you. Okay, so on that note, you know I absolutely love you for a long time, from this lifetime to the next. Peace. Happy 2024. Let's make this year great and amazing and stay on the celebration timeline. Peace.